The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way? Or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580. Or go to peacecorps.gov.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimki Center for Wholeness. Ahimki is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimki is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimki Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimki Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimki.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimki Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage. Make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
I was calling on LaTanya Reed and Miss Shayla Dent.
There is a power, a presence, one life of all, and no other power can exist outside of the infinite. One love, God's love. Oh yes, I know that I walk. Yes, I walk in the knowing, a loving, and a true. Whatever you need to know, will come in God's way for you. Just say, oh Lord, I'll pray, and I won't move until I know
that I walk
in the light. I know in my heart,
glory,
don't you see it?
Everywhere.
Don't you feel it?
Everywhere.
Don't you see in your heart?
Life and the love of
Shayla
God.
Dent.
knowing that all is truly well. When you walk in the light and the love of God, you will see life differently. Because there is one power, one presence. That presence, that power is expressing as you. When you walk in that love, when you remember that love, when you recognize that love, when you realize that love, that, you know, I am that I am. You get to give that love to others. You get to embrace others. You get to see the world differently. As we celebrate today, veterans, today's Veterans Day, we evolve, humanity evolves to a place of recognizing that we don't have to say we are right, war, W-A-R, we are right. We can see that we're all right, and we're all right, and there's nothing we need to fight about. We honor those who have given their life. We honor those who are in service, those who we sometimes forget, who have, you know, through their love, their belief system, has helped us get to where we are all over the world. Yes, it's about remembering who and what we are, and when we remember who and what we are, we can give the world a gift. We can allow people to be. We say, you know what? I want to give you a gift of acceptance, because we need each other. I accept me, and I certainly accept you. We'll be right back.
Some believe it's right to say Jesus when you pray. Some believe Muhammad, Allah, or Buddha are the way. If they know God or a pantheon of gods up in the sky, I'll honor your choices and you can honor mine. Whether you are red, black, yellow, brown, or white, a man with a husband or a woman with a wife, we can debate till the end of time who's wrong and who is right. Or I can honor your choices and you can honor mine. We are one to sing, sing from life. We want peace, love, and prosperity. But can we give up our need? Give the world a present gift, the gift of your acceptance. Give the world a present gift, the gift of your acceptance. Some believe that God's a him and some say he's a her. Does God live here in our hearts or out in the universe? Regardless of religion, they knew love was the mission. They call you Israeli and they call me an American. I look at you and I don't see a country, I just see my friend. I pray we're in each other's lives for a long, long time. Cause I honor your choices. Gift of your acceptance.
Give the world a gift. Give the world a present. Give the world a gift of your acceptance. Ooh, talk about love. Talk about walking in the love and the path of God. Now that's a gift that we'll keep giving. Are you in the mood to give the gift of acceptance, the gift of gratitude? I am. Welcome, welcome, welcome. That was India Ari. To find out more about her, a soulful sister who recognized who and what she is. She knows that she is walking in the love and light of God. Her website address is soulbird, soulbird.com. S-O-U-L-B-I-R-D. Bird. That sounds kind of southern. Okay, who cares? I am a universal child. I speak and express the way I choose. India Re, Gifts of Acceptance. And we started the show with, what do we start the show again? Stop reading and talking. Get out of there. See, you can't focus now, can you? I can. I'm just taking my time. Like we did with the young people today, I'm going to stop, drop, and unfold. Okay. We started the show off with Agape Choir, I Walk in the Love of God. to find out more about the Agape Choir, their website address is agapelive.com. Excuse me, agapelive.com, the home of Michael Bernard Beckwith and Ricky Byers Beckwith. Check them out. Ooh, I feel excited. I feel that I'm excited. I'm feeling excitement. Can you feel the excitement? I'm feeling acceptance. I'm feeling love. I'm feeling gratitude. And I want to welcome you to the house of love. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. That's right, because you exist. Now, you have a choice to do something with that existence, but you make a difference, the fact that you're on this planet. You make a difference because you're alive. Every thought you're thinking right now, everything that you're feeling, the feelings you're having right now, is sending out a vibration into the ethers, into the world. So you're creating something. You're making a difference. If your thoughts are one of love, then you're adding more love to the world. If your thoughts are one of fear, resistance, then you're adding more resistance to the world. So you get to choose how you want to show up. Because when you show up, God shows out. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. I am your host, the Naughty Professor, Life Coach Ade. Ooh, it's Monday. Thank God it's Monday. I've been looking forward to this day. Yummy. I'm supercharged. I know that I am a superhero. I'll tell you a little bit about that. We are here Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. That's live. But we're here 24 hours because even when we're not live, we're alive, and the shows are archived. So you never miss a show, and you never, ever should go a day without Life Coach Ade. Because you can't lose with the stuff he uses. It's pure truth. I'm telling you, you have it. You are it. It's right where you are. All I'm doing is activating the essence of who you are to help you in remembering. Gordon Sport is here today. He's helping you remember when you came here, the day you showed up, that you clocked in with your date of birth. And sometimes we forget we clocked in for this job, this assignment, this playground. So Gordon is here to say, remember you clocked in on this day? And this is what you're here to do. Ooh, I'm so excited. Maybe just a little. I'm a little bit calm. I'm kind of calm. I'm not as excited as I can be. Right. But anyway, the show is the archive. You can go to iTunes to download the show so you can listen again. And you certainly want to listen to this show, especially if we get do readings. And even if you don't do readings, or should I say if you didn't get to call in, because all the guests that we bring on, the host on the show, we're really here to support you in your transformation. So we invite you to bring your questions, your thoughts, your doubts, your worries, your disbeliefs, your disagreement. Bring it all. You know why? This is the house of love. We have set the intention to support you on your transformation. Whatever you're moving through, we're going to love you through it and help you recognize that the things that are getting on your nerves, we're just really activating you to show up. 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. If you're listening for the first time, if you want to come back again, as a matter of fact, what do I mean if you want to come back? Of course you want to come back. Who was that? Somebody just hijacked my mind. What do you mean if they want to come back? Of course they want to come back. Yeah, I put him in check. to come back again tomorrow and the day after that, to find us on the net. All you got to do, keep it simple. It's lifeconversationsradio.com. That's right. Yeah, we're streaming through Blog Talk Radio, but it's just easy if you just do lifeconversations with an S, radio.com, lifeconversationsradio.com. It will bring you to the page. You can download the shows. You can listen again and check out all the other wonderful, yummy, crazy, exciting shows like Spiritual Romance, Being of Service is a Selfish Act. Get intimate with your vision. Ooh, you want to get intimate with your vision. Ooh, when you get intimate with your vision, you will give birth to wonderful ideas. Wow, every day becomes a... children, brace yourself. Mothers who are a little bit sensitive, brace yourself. Cover your ears. When you get intimate with your vision and you start giving birth to wonderful ideas, ooh, you'll be having spiritual orgasm every day. My life is good. God is good. I love my life. If you're not feeling that, just stick around. Just stick around. We're going to activate that in you. what do I need to tell you? I also need to tell you that this month, the month of November, we are focusing on the theme is gifts of gratitude. What do you have to offer? The world is waiting for your gift. It's time to take it up a notch. And when you give your gift, we all have an opportunity to be grateful for you giving and expressing yourself. And when you give your gift, you feel a sense of belonging. And then gratitude happens without you even thinking about it. It becomes unconditional gratitude. Not gratitude because of something. Gratitude simply because. You know, it's okay to be grateful because you're alive, you're breathing, you're healthy, you got a car, you got a husband, you got a wife, you got a dog, the weather's fine, whatever, that's good. But, ooh, you want to elevate, you want to transform, you want to get to a place where you just say, I'm grateful. And family members and friends would say, for what? Just because. Just because I am alive. Just because I exist. Just because I am part of this wonderful planet called Earth, that I'm in this school to deliver love, to express love. And sometimes I forget, but oh, it's so yummy when I just surrender. It's just so delicious. That's some soul food for you. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad if you have any questions, if you want to get a reading from Gordon, and, ooh, yeah, this is exciting. Speaking of gifts of gratitude, if someone is, maybe, if you're struggling with gratitude, and you just don't, I don't have nothing to be grateful for. I mean, I'm alive, I meditate, I got my health, but my life is a mess. Well, Spirit will lead us, let me put it that way. Spirit will lead me, and Celeste and Gordon, because Gordon's going to send me a message spiritually. Celeste and I are going to catch it, and we'll decide that one of our listeners even, will receive a gift of gratitude, a gift of love from Gordon, a reading, a full reading, not just a radio reading, and the value of that reading is $250. So keep listening. It just might be you. 347-426-3346. And that's right. You're going to have to call in to get that gift. This is a good gift. We're just not going to throw it. You know, we're just not going to feed the... Stop it. Don't say it. Yeah, no. Don't do that. So, yes, we're going to give a gift of gratitude. 347-426-3346. We are taking your questions, your comments. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad, and we'll be happy to get to you. We're also... For those of you who want to get through your reading and you want Gordon to find out, because you clocked in many years ago and you forgot why you're on the job, but you can't call him because you're on a temporary job or the side job, even if that's you've been doing it for the rest of your life, or you're going to do it for the rest of your life. But you're here on a bigger assignment, but you can't call in. You can post your question on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page. Ask Life Coach at a fan page. Now, really, for your question, what Gordon needs is your month, and the day, the month and the day, or the day and the month. We don't need the year, okay? Don't worry about that. Gordon is just so honey. He's a bomb. It's like, I don't need all that. I got you. I just want to feel your energy. So, yeah, you can post it on there, and Gordon will be happy to do his magic and remind you why you're on the job. What else do I need to tell you about that? Oh, if you don't do Facebook, or you're allergic to Facebook, or you're being blocked from Facebook, or you're just tired of Facebook, you can send us an email by going to lifeconversationsmedia.com, lifeconversationsmedia.com, and then hover on the Life Conversations Radio button. Gordon will recognize this. On the button. Push the button. Yeah, hover on the button, and then you see a drop menu that says Ask Life Coach at a. Fill in the email, and we'll be happy to address it. What else do I need to tell you? I'm thinking, hold on. Let me take a breath. Oh, yeah, 1 o'clock. We have Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. Around 1. That's the story of one from the truth. If you listen for the first time, it will make sense later. And even if it doesn't make sense, just laugh, relax. Life's too short to take it seriously. Come on. Loosen up. Are you just going to snap? We're very flexible over here. And if you're not, by the time we finish massaging you with this truth, you'll be like, I feel flexible. Ooh, I like this radio show. I'm going to come back. That's right. Oh, stop it. I just had a thought, but I'm leaving it alone. You guys just be grateful you're not in my head. You hear some of it, but ooh, there's a lot going on. One more thing before I move on. The Life Coach at a, well, maybe even the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. I told you I'm excited. I'm so excited. I can't help it. The Ask Life Coach at a radio show is syndicated, and it's syndicated on the Within Radio. Within Radio. There you go. Yeah, Within Radio. Our show is syndicated. And you can listen every Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern. And to find out more about the syndication and Within Radio, go to inspiredbroadcasting.com. I'm going to bring Gordon up, but I got to say this. I had an amazing weekend. I think that's why I'm so excited, because usually I am calm. I talk real slow. People tell me sometimes I put them to sleep. I'm usually just laid back. But I went on a weekend, on a rally, and I have connected with the superhero within me, and now I am unstoppable. Oh, wow, wow, wow. I don't need help. I am healed. That's right. Well, I was spending some time with some young people, amazing young people. It's the Fall Rally. They have young people from Unity churches around Southeast. And the theme of their rally, retreat kind of thing, was be your own superhero. I just got to tell you people, especially adults, I got to say this. If you're worried about young people, just get yourself together. Because the young people, they got it. I mean, this weekend, I was so moved. I was moved to tears. I was touched. I was inspired to face my own fears and places where I'm hiding to just let it go. I'm seeing 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18-year-olds with deep consciousness, with clear. They were clear about who they are, holding space, meditating. I mean, it was amazing. I can't even explain to you what it was like. But if you imagine that one of the best spiritual experiences you've ever had, yeah, that will give you an idea. I mean, teenagers just holding the space for prayer, for transformation, for spiritual growth, fun and laughter. Man, whew, I'm not the same. So that's why I'm excited. If you're listening for the first time, I'm usually not like this. I'm usually like, thank you for listening to the radio. And right now I've got a guest. And just bear with me. I'm kind of nervous. I'm usually like that. Right. What else excited to say. I just want to send a shout-out. We don't do shout-outs, so I'm not sending shout-outs. If we did, I'll send a shout-out to my brother, John Stringer. We did a workshop together, and he performed several times. Our workshop was called The Six Principles to Being Your Own Superhero, and it was all brought together by Dixie Smith from the Unity Church Northeast. I think it's Northeast in Atlanta. And then they call themselves the young people who orchestrated the whole thing, because the rally was really youth-led. Raina and Miranda and all the young people and the adults, the sponsors. I just want to thank you on a real tip. Thank you for creating this space. It was a great weekend. It was an amazing weekend, and I will never forget it. And no need for liquid thoughts. I just felt some liquid thoughts coming up. But if it comes, so be it. Life is good. It's getting better. 347-426-3346. Now, some of you are new. We're going to bring Gordon on. We're going to bring him on so he can go up and take you up with him. When we bring readers and astrologists, psychic mediums, numerologists, whatever, we like to teach. That's part what we do. So there are a lot of people in line right now got questions, and you're saying, hurry up, I got a question, I got to go to work. Well, sorry. Everything in divine time. So Gordon and I are going to talk for a little bit, and then we'll take some questions, maybe come back and do some more talking, and then do some more readings. But if that doesn't work for you, it's all good. Just do whatever brings you peace. If you want readings back to back to back to back, go start your own radio show. then no need to be upset. Okay, stop it. All these people are loving people. They're all waiting patiently. They're shaking their head at you saying, this guy is nuts. And that's right. I am nuts. Never underestimate the spirit. I don't. Celeste, is that everything? Tomorrow we have Charles Holt. Charles Holt, he is the author of Intuitive Rebel. Powerful brother, a performer, a wonderful singer, and let's see. I'm trying to do something here because I just thought about it on the spot. I live in the moment, you know. I'm not afraid of the moment. There we go. Let's see which one do we want to do. Let's do this. So, yeah, Talpa will be here tomorrow. And maybe I'll do this one instead because I want you to just hear a little bit of him. But he's going to be joining us tomorrow, helping you connect with your inner voice. And transform you, because we're moving through a shift. And some of us have forgotten how to connect with that inner voice. We think we don't hear. We think only certain kind of people can listen to that inner voice. He's going to be joining us tomorrow and to support you in tapping into your internal guidance system. And on Wednesday, I'm going solo. Ooh, Lord, brace yourself. I just wanted you to hear a little bit of Charles Holt here. Here we go.
And the answer is not very far. The song of the sages, the knowledge of the ages is living where you reside. You have the key that unlocks the door to enter in that sacred place you haven't gone before. Where deep meets deep, soul to soul. Feel that connection as the truth unfolds. I am. I am.
I am that I am, and that is Charles Holt. We'll play more of that tomorrow. And he's joining us. I told you, when you recognize that you're walking in love of God and you give the gift of acceptance, you have those holy moments when you go, I'm feeling it. It's time to bring on my brother, my friend, Gordon. Let me tell you a little bit about him for those of you who kind of have forgotten, because you do know him, because we're one, right? Let me read a little bit here. Let's go here. Life is good. It's getting better. The number is 347 426 347-426-3346. You better keep that number in your phone on speed dial, because you never know when you're going to need it. 347-426-3346. And it's time to play a little something-something. And I was looking for music in the background. I'm going to release and let go and let God. And Gordon is here waiting to drop numbers. He just has a gift for telling the stories of numbers. Wow, imagine him and Celeste in the house together. Oh, it's going to be amazing. Gordon is a numerologist. He's the founder and the president of the Numerology Institute of Canada. This enables him to instruct, teach, and reveal latent psychic abilities in others. He has been walking, where's he been going to? Yeah, he's been walking as well, working full-time as a numerologist for over a quarter of a century. Don't be fooled by that. He's quite young, actually. Knowledge is what excites Gordon, and he has over 500 titles on numerology in his private library, considered the largest in the world. His passion is to enlighten others, to live up to their full potential, raise global consciousness, while donating to numerous philanthropic causes. So he's really here to help you remember why you clocked in. You clocked in and some of y'all have forgotten. I'm looking for my Mr. Right. Oh, you clocked in when you get in the line and why you're here. Oh, my God, you start having those moments. But anyway, you don't want to overdo the spiritual orgasm. You burn yourself out. Everything in moderation. Oh, Lord, what is going on with me? It's Monday. Monday's a great day. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, physical beings and non-physical beings, help me welcome my guest, my friend, my brother, myself, Gordon Sport. Hello, Gordon. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you, Eddie. It is more than a pleasure to be on the show. It is a delight. It is an honor.
Yes.
A privilege.
Yes. I am grateful to have you back. I love your energy. I love your just the way, who you are, the way you do readings. I was listening to the last show we did. It was actually in December last year. And did you know, last year when you came, Mercury was retrograding. And according to the other number woman, she said the day you came, the energy for that day was number one last year. Now, guess what the number for the day is today, Gordon Sport?
And what
it's
is that?
One again. And guess what? Mercury is retrograding.
And that's communications at its worst. It's not. It's at its best.
Not for me.
Not for us. That's for sure.
Oh, wow. Now, you've been here before. People know about you, but I got to ask you this question first. This is the most important question that we need to know, because we need to check you out. We need to do a spiritual check. Like, not a credit check, but a spiritual check. We want to ask you. You know, we read a little bit about you, but we want to know, who are you? Who is Gordon Sport?
Well, naturally, I do have a little bit of a Scottish accent. Even though I was born in England, it's kind of difficult, you know, when you cross the U.S. border and the passport says England and the guy says, but you're speaking Scottish. So I was born of mixed parents, one English parent, one Scottish parent. And as a young man, I decided to come to North America when I was 20. And I got into the field of engineering. Now, engineering is designing highways, subdivisions. But later on in life, when I was 31 years old, I happened to pick up a book on numerology. And it changed my life forever. Mm. And that, of course, was 36 years ago. And I started to, you know, slowly learn about it. But now that I have become rather proficient in my field, I say to people, I used to engineer the highways to save your life. Now I engineer your life. In other words, I motivate. I was in New York in Lake George, And a lady said to me, you did a reading for me. And she says, it was like you pushed me in the swimming pool. I came out alive. She, and another lady in Ontario said, you're not a numerologist. I said, oh, yes, I am. She says, no, you're a motivator. I like the spark. Someone said to me one day, and it sounds rather egotistical, you give life. And I says, no, I don't give life. She says, oh, yes, you do. You motivate. You give life. You give that little spark of life to turn people into their full potential. And numerology is so powerful because it controls the entire universe. And, you know, Adi has been using some beautiful words. And really, numerology is not a psychic science. I am not a psychic. Yes, I do have psychic gifts. But it's knowledge. It's called knowingness. And all I can say about Coach Adi and Betty and Celeste is the team that he has must be brilliant. I mean, I looked at the message they sent to me. And the message of 2012 is for humans to return to their true roots. We're nothing if we don't recognize that our well-being is intimately connected to the well-being of all life on the planet. And, of course, the emphasis was on the gifts of gratitude. Now, I'm an analyst, and I'm going to analyze words, because words have power. That's why Shakespeare was so powerful. The pen is mightier than the sword. And the gifts of gratitude, when it's totally analyzed, numerology-wise, is 22. And that is called mastery. When you assume the gifts of gratitude, you're assuming mastery of your life. But there's a secret to every word, and the secret is the breath of God, the Holy Spirit. It's all the vowels. It's the esoteric side. And the esoteric meaning of the gifts of gratitude is number 11, which is called light. The word light is number 11. Yesterday was the 11th day of the 11th month. It was Remembrance Day, and today you're celebrating Veterans Day. But number 11 is Jesus. J-E-S-U-S comes out to number 11. It's called light, and the word light is 29, which is 11, which is the shortened version of the bigger, longer word, enlightenment, which is 65, which is also 11. It's also energy. And here's the amazing one. It is black. It is also white. White and black are not opposites. They are one. They're both number 11. Out of the darkness came the light. It's also energy. It's also ley lines. Ley lines are all throughout the universe. But words we use, and when we use those words, we have power behind us. And, I mean, I just love, I mean, as Coach Adi was talking, and I was writing as fast as he was talking, and I was conversing. The gift of acceptance is number 8. 8 is power of the word and the imagination and the intuition forever, because it's the infinity symbol. But the true meaning of the gift of acceptance is God. Number 9. Number 9 is God's number. And love is number 9. Love, unconditional love, unconditional love. The love, number 9, the soul, the heart's desire, or the esoteric, is number 11, which is the light. But unconditional is a 7-7. It's spirituality. And when you love unconditionally, you're loving from a 7-7 or a diamond word, certain words of diamonds, and that is a spiritual love, the highest form. And it's amazing. I mean, I'm a student. I learned something this morning. Obviously, there is 30 days from now, a very important event. It'll be called the 12th day of the 12th month of 2012, or in short, by the media, 12-12-12. And you can be rest assured there'll be a half a dozen TV stations through my house all asking me about 12, 12, 12. And I say, hey, guys, 9 more days. Just give it 9 more days. Let's get serious. It's the 21st of December 2012. Incidentally, it's not the end of the world. And really, but I will do a very good explanation of what 12-12 means to the media at large. I'll correct them, of course. But, I mean, this happens all the time. And it was based on palindromes. Now, I don't know if you're familiar with what a palindrome is, but it's a mirror image. So it reads the same as it does from the left as it does from the right. And these palindromic dates are very, very powerful. And the last one when I was on the media at large was the 20th of February, 2002. In other words, 20, mirror image, 02, February. That's a palindrome. But the second one was 2002. And 2002 was another palindrome, or 2002 and 2002 is a double palindrome or a triple palindrome. And that was a major event. And in this case, the Sri Lankans signed a peace treaty with the Tamil Tigers. Well, here's the weird thing. It did happen before on 11-11 of 11-11. And that was exactly 891 years earlier. And 891 is God. Now, it did happen 110 years earlier, which was the 10th of January, 1001 of 1001. And that is 110 is 11, and 11 is Jesus, God's Son. It happened 891 years earlier, which was the 1st of October of 0110. But it did happen at the turn when we went from AD, BC to AD, and that was 00000, the birth of Christ, again, 110. Now, it's going to happen, and that's why I know we're all going to be here, because it's going to happen on the 30th. Oh, sorry, it's going to happen first on the 21st of December, but it's going to be 2112. Again, another winter solstice. A winter solstice, just like the 21st of December 2012. It will happen, and another 891 years past that date, for the 30th of March 3003, 6 times AD, 6 times BC, or 12. And that was my belief system up until this morning. But checking the Mayan calendar, I noticed something. Because what everybody's worrying about is, what is happening? I mean, when did this last happen? Well, you see, the Mayans were floating around, and their civilization sort of like ended BC 3113. So, of course, I naturally tried to turn it into a palindrome, and I couldn't because there is no 31st of the 13th month. There's no such thing as the 13th month. But there is a 3113, and this is what I found out this morning. Yes, 3113 was again 110 years earlier. I don't care if it's 2 months in a year, 6 months in a year, or, quote, 13 months in a year, because that's what the Mayans followed. There was 13 months in a year. Every 28 days, the moon appears in the sky. Their calendar was based on 364 days, or 12 times 28. Our North American natives build their healing lodges with 13 pillars holding it up. So now when you take that back to 3113, the end of the Mayan civilization, yes, it was 110 years earlier. And it, of course, obviously will happen on the 31st, and we don't have a 13th month, but I'm just saying if we were Mayans, there'd be a 31133113, which is 14 times in total, or number 5, the census.
Wow.
Now, what is it about this Mayan thing? Well, basically, I mean, the fear-mongering that is being spread around is, it's just amazing. We are not ending our lives. Yes, it is a cosmic cross. And this cosmic cross the sun sends a powerful ray of synchronizing light from the center of the galaxy to allow us to walk through the doorway to a new era. We are closing out the golden age, which is going from fear to a higher vibration of harmony, entering into the next or the sixth house, and that's love. It's harmony. It's balance. That's where we're headed. We are raising the consciousness. That's what it's all about. It is nothing to be afraid of. Far from it. Now, of course, naturally, there's two ways we can deal with it. Mass consciousness, I mean, it's amazing. I'm a student. I watch, I have a dear friend, I've got lots of friends, of course, but the Spiritual Cinema Circle, and the last movie I saw was from a year ago. It was Tom Shadyac. And the movie was I Am.
I Am, yes.
And Desmond, one of the people he interviewed was Desmond Tutu.
Mm-hmm.
And Desmond said, "We are because we belong." And what happened to Tom Shadyac was he had a major accident, and he almost had to give up. Most people die of this. Tom managed to survive. He went the holistic approach. And then he went around the world and he questioned, what is life all about? Human existence and compassion. What if the solution to the world's problems was right in front of us all along?
Yes.
It is. It is.
Yes.
We are here so that we can operate at our best. And that is what numerology teaches you. Mm-hmm. It shows you what skills you possess. Because all through life, we were given gifts, but we never recognize our potential. And of course, naturally, I then show you how to strengthen your weaknesses, go after what's missing in your life, and I show you how to draw into your life. Naturally, some of us have nasty little bad habits, so I have to help you get rid of your nasty little bad habits. As you sow, so shall you reap.
That's what I call extreme spiritual makeover. You know, just get clean out all that junk. It's like, I don't want that person to go. No, you got to let go. You need to grow. I can't let go. I'll take it off of you. Yep, you got to just let it go and clean out the nasty habits. That's
let
right.
go, let God. I call it feng shui. The Chinese were very smart people. And the idea is we have everything at our fingertips. But it was amazing. The movie touched on a couple things, and one of the things was about material wealth. Just to let you know what material wealth is. I mean, we all want this. I mean, attitude is gratitude. How can you receive more if you can't be grateful for what you've got? So we want more and more and more. And when you have more and more and more, people say, oh, he, she has material wealth. Material wealth is number four. It is karma. It's a diamond word. That means the soul of the word is identical to the expression of the word. And four is a limited belief system. Yeah, you can have the Rolls Royce, the big mansion. Tom had all this. He had not one mansion. I mean, his first mansion was only 7,000 square feet. He bought other mansions. He had no happiness. No happiness. And he says, you know what? Material wealth is mental illness. And just look at the word mental illness, a diamond word. It's number 11, both for the soul as well as the expression. Material wealth is mental illness. You're not happy. Far from it. Materialism is against God's will. Benevolence is what it's all about. Attitude is gratitude. Number 9 for the whole word, and number 9 for the soul. Attitude is gratitude. I am. We are. God is within. So numerology basically takes you behind the scenes to show you who you are, what you are, where you're going. And of course, naturally, we do a thing called prophecy. And that's where people think I'm a psychic. Well, guess what? Here's prophecy. Tomorrow is Tuesday. next month is December, and next year is 2013, and now you think I'm a psychic. No, it's called the cycles of life.
Yes.
And
yes.
The cycles of life are emblazoned in the heavens. That's why 26,000 years ago, or to be exact, 25,625, which is 5 times 5,125 years, which is 13, there are 4 times humankind, messed up. And these civilizations disappeared. This is the most glorious time in the evolvement of humanity. As we go from the 5 previous, this is the end of the 5th era, 5 senses, we're going to go into the 6th sense. Balance. Love. That's what it's all about. And that's what numerology teaches you.
Yeah,
that's me going very deep. I will make it a lot lighter for you when you call in and give you
right,
the answers to your questions.
So don't worry. Just take a breath as we share. John and I share with the young people this weekend. When you get so confused, just stop. Drop. And unfold. So just stop. Drop and take a breath. It's all going to come to you because you are. You already know that there's a part of you that's full of wealth. And so what Gordon is doing, they're activating that truth. Now, Gordon, you said something about we're moving to the 6th sense. But before I go into that, you said something about material wealth. Let's clarify it. Are you saying that we shouldn't have material wealth?
You should have an. It would be nice to have a car to drive. It would be nice to have a roof over your house. I have a nice, not a big house, and I don't have a, I have a minivan, a Dodge minivan. Do I really need the Mercedes? That's a status symbol. You see, all through life, we're taught to be number one. It's called competition. And the movie I was talking about, I Am, when you look at the animal kingdom, the birds, look at the flock. When it gets to migration time, there's hundreds of thousands of birds swirling around. Is there one leader? No. All of a sudden, they all change. They all change. The pattern is the swirl. They change. That is mass consciousness. They're all thinking the same thing at the same time. And it was proven with the elk deer herds where you had the boss, the big guy with the fancy horns standing saying, I'm the boss, I'm the chief here. But the rest of the herd were thirsty. And they knew the lions were waiting to eat them up if they went to the watering hole. But it wasn't just one of the deer or the herd that went. It was maybe 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100, mass consciousness, the 100th monkey principle, the leap of mankind, the leap of faith. And all of a sudden, the poor stag had to say, oh, they're going to the watering hole, I better join them and protect them. So animals know how to do this. Flowers, we are one. The consciousness is one from the pebble to the flower to the tree to the animals. And then we have ourselves. And boy, we can't learn from nature. You got to see the movie, I Am.
I Am. It's a beautiful documentary. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. If you're just joining us, you're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. My guest, if you're thinking that was me, you're wondering, wow, why do you sound so funny? No, that's not me. That's Gordon Sport. He's a numerologist. His website address is numerologycanada.com. Numerologycanada.com. He's amazing. Even though some of you are waiting in line, you think we won't get to you, trust me. This man goes through. Last time he was here, I was blown away. We're going to get to everybody. Now, we're going to get to everybody that is designed on this time to get to. Let me be real clear about that. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. I think, let's see, let's take a break. When we come back and do Celestial Moment, and then we're going to do some readings. And then I want to ask you about next year. The energy for next year is 6. This year is 5. Is that correct, Gordon?
That's correct.
Five. And next year is 6, and I want you to talk about it. But what we're going to do, take a break, do Celestial Moment, some more numbers stories, do some readings, and then come back and talk about the energy of 2013. Because we're going to be here. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. If you're too afraid or you're too scared to call in because you don't want us to hear your voice or you think you're shy, that's your ego. But anyway, if you're shy, you can post your question. And all Gordon needs is the month and the day, or the day and the month, whichever country you're in. Doesn't need the year, and he will draw, and you can then attach your question if you want to know if you're. Oh, stop it! Don't do it. I'm tempted though. Anyway, whatever your question is, just post it there. And if you don't do Facebook, you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Lifeconversationsmedia.com. Hover under Life Conversations Radio menu, and then there's another drop menu. You see, ask Life Coach. He knows everything. There is nothing he doesn't know. So click this button right now and ask him. Right. As a matter of fact, the more I know, the more I realize I know nothing. Like, I don't know. Thank God for Google. Google is the highway to the God consciousness. 347-426-3346. We're going to take a break, come back with Celestial Moment, and hold tight.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? If you did the unexpected? Would you feel scared? Proud? Relieved? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Or assisting an entrepreneur in Ukraine to launch her small business? Or creating a support group in Malawi for children orphaned by AIDS? What if you established your own path? One that others might follow? Would you rather make your own way or spend your life saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
And in a
makes a difference when you focus, or else you catch yourself off guard. And so just relax so you can move from where you are to where you
want to
be.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Have courage, make that move, and focus on what you're doing, because we are here to give the voice back to the community. Ain't that right?
Life Conversations Radio. Giving
That's
a voice
right.
back to the community. To the community. To the community. To
yes,
the community.
Yes, yes. Welcome all of you in the chat room. Silent listeners, disguised as guests, Capice or Capice. Million is in the house. Amador, I like that name. Tim Brown. Tim Brown, how are you doing? It's nice to see you. Where you been? Welcome back. I don't really know Tim. I don't think. Maybe I do. But anyway, Vonda's in the house. Life is so beautiful. I'm going to leave this world empty. Okay, stop it. Don't lose your listeners. And all of you on the phone line waiting for your readers. It's okay, we're coming to you. And Lachey, thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you. Celeste is standing by. And maybe just a little bit of confirmation. So let's see, let's go here. Where is Celeste? Where is she? Celeste is right here. What else do I need to tell you? I don't know. 347-426-3346. Celeste, my friend, how are you doing?
It is Christmas Day for me.
I bet it is.
Man, I don't even know how I'm doing it. I'm like multitasking. I'm like, wait a minute, what did he say? I have to write that number down. Gordon, you are such a pleasure to hear as your sister. Actually, I'm gonna tell you what I told Gordon. I told Gordon he was my number's daddy.
Yep.
You're my number's daddy. Not my daddy, but my number's daddy.
That's an honor, by the way.
Okay, now let me honor you now. Hello, family, everybody holding on the line. Trust me, if you go back and you listen to the first time Gordon came on, you're still going to get powerful information. Now, he's going to get to all of you because I know how the man reads. I'm not even going to worry about you can't make it. But I'm going to make sure that we can get to it by, you know, moving through this. But I have to give Gordon a gift. Oh, my goodness. So, Gordon, the last time you came, they already told you, Juan was running the first time, and Juan is running today. But the pleasure that I have working on the Ask Life Coach a Day radio show is I don't go a day without Life Coach a Day. So I'm able to tell you what has happened to people that you read for last year, 12/12/2011. So, and actually one of them is on the line. Ooh, maybe she'll press one. We have a beautiful listener, a regular listener named Glenda. And you talked to Glenda about success, and I don't know what's going on in the romance life, but I'm going to tell you, this sister self-published a book this year.
Way to go.
There was a young woman that you spoke to named Colby, and she was not feeling what she was doing, going into medical assistance. You gave her that spark of motivation. She now has a page on Facebook called the Glam Squad, and she's more focused in the area of work that brings her joy, just like you told her to. Now, this was one of my favorite ones. Her name is Mariana. She asked a powerful question about whether or not she would give birth to her own child. You told her she was a cosmic mother. Now, she hasn't given birth yet, but I will tell you, she got married last month, so she's surely in alignment. Donna told her she was wondering about traveling. You told her that she was going to do it and that she already had the thoughts to make it happen. Gordon, she went to France by herself, and then she traveled. I can't remember the other country she went to with her family. You told a young man named Kefa that he was very analytical. Do you know this man is in school right now for psychology and works for college now? That's just a quick roundup of how you blessed people the last time you were here and what happened to them.
Thank you. That makes me feel good. That is gratitude.
Yes. So I want to thank you for that. I'm learning from you. I'm listening to you. And I do dedicate this celestial moment to both you and Ade.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So I'm going to get right to it now. So good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. The energy of the day equals 10, but we're going to add one more time to get to number 1. Our first chakra is our root chakra, and it is in this energy center that we have our security and groundedness. When this chakra is balanced, we have the ability to move confidently in the world with our head up and our chest out. The first card in medicine cards is the eagle, and the eagle has the power of great spirit and a connection to the divine. Eagles are messengers from heaven, and they are the embodiment of the spirit of the sun. People with eagle medicine live in the realm of spirit and yet still remain connected and balanced within the realm of earth. The first letter of the alphabet is A, and words like available, abundance, and abracadabra reflect the powerful energy connected in the number 1. The word abracadabra, which also has 11 letters, has Aramaic origins, and it brings together two phrases, I have created, and through my speech. Thus it means created as I say. And that's magic, family, which leads us to the number 1 card in tarot. Today, we're going to put the spotlight on the magician. Remove the circus act of the man with the rabbit coming out of a hat. That's the game of illusions. Instead, get ready to put on your superhero's cape, for we all are magicians. In traditional tarot, we find a man with his right hand high above his head, connected to the heavens. He has the infinity symbol over his head like a crown, representing our eternal nature. Before him on his altar are the elements, cups for emotions, pentacles for money and the material plane, a stick representing fire, which ignites our creativity, and swords for our minds and verbal expression. These objects represent the ability to master oneself and to make it happen through alchemy. Each of us has been endowed with unique gifts and talent, and we all also answer to universal laws. One of our favorite laws is the law of attraction, which reminds, like attracts like, as above, so below. You reap what you sow. But last time Gordon was here, he gave us the secret of the secret. Ask and you shall receive. So what is your life showing you that you're asking about these days? Worry asks for lack, but faith asks for abundance. So the real question right now is, how are you working your power tools? For we are always manifesting. Do you like your creations? We co-create with how we speak, how we think, and how we feel. We are casting spells all day long. It's time to give birth to our soul's purpose with love, authenticity, and vulnerability. It opens up the channel to support us while we tap into our magician's power. Remember that we all are made up of stars, but know this, family, there is no one quite like you. Magicians make it happen. So wherever it is that brings heart to your joy to your heart, go out and do it. All is well. And that's the story of one through the magician and tarot. I'll see you on Tuesday around 1 for another Celestial Moment. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, my sister friend, the wonderful, a wonderful co-producer and the best assistant in the whole wide world. I don't care. Well, we're not competing, but I'm just saying, she's the best. Gordon told us at the beginning, Celeste, that when Mercury's retrograding, you got to really pay attention to your communication. Mm-hmm. You know I'm a master multitasker, right? But
yes.
I need to listen to Gordon a little bit more because I forgot to play your song. I was multitasking. Okay, I'm telling the truth. I'm being vulnerable. So
and that's what it was.
I need to take it right. Now, I wasn't hurrying you out. You just let me see if I can fade it in and nobody would notice.
Oh, you're so
I just got so caught up, I forgot. I'm like, oh my God, I didn't play her song.
Well,
thank you, Celeste.
My pleasure.
Thank you, guys.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to you later. Yes, yes, yes. Life is good. It's getting better. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show on lifeconversationsradio.com. My guest is Gordon Sport. In
on. Mercury, go fix your hips down somewhere. You got a show to do. Anyway, Gordon's website, as I was saying before, I was rudely interrupted by the planet Mercury. Blame the planet, why don't you? His website address is numerologycanada.com. And we're going to take some readings. Yay! I heard people on the phone said, finally. So, as I said, if you're calling in to get a reading from Gordon, he's going to knock it out. All we need is your date of birth. Well, actually, we need a day and a month, a month and day. Forget the year. We don't want to know how young you are. We know you're young, but you don't have to show off. Just keep your year to yourself. Anyway, you ready, Gordon, to do this? Are you ready, Gordon?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Just checking. Let's go to Delisha. She's a New Year baby. Is she? I think she is. Yeah, she is. Yeah, she's from... Okay, Delisha, how are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Wonderful. What's your question? Oh, give him your date first as well. Let me stay out Gordon's business. Go ahead, Gordon. You handle it.
Alicia, what's your date of birth? Just a day and a month?
January 3rd.
And what is your question?
So glad to be online with you. So glad to meet you.
Thank you.
I was wondering about my relationship that I'm in right now. And it seems like we are kindred spirits. I have so much in common and all, but I have this problem of ending it. And then we have to start all over. And I'm just wondering.
Why?
Yeah. And will we move ahead?
Well, just to show you how the universe works, everything is in a cycle. The cycle is 9 years long. When you get to year number 9, it is the end of the cycle. It's called let go, let God. Now, because you were born on the third day, you're a very intellectual person. You possess a lot of knowledge, but there's wisdom that goes with knowledge, and it's called, you know, it's nice to say something, but do you think before you speak? That's called wisdom, and it's called the light. So if you think before you speak, I call you wise. So number 3 is the flower. They put the seed in the ground. The next thing is a stalk. The next thing is a flower. You are the open blossom. That's the day you were born, so you're intellectual, you're enthusiastic, it's the color yellow for sunshine, full of joy, full of enthusiasm, you put a lot of effort into life, you're an artist, you take a concept and you make it reality. We add the 1 for January, that makes 4, and 5 for this year makes 9, and you and I are going through the exact same things. 36 years ago, my wife passed away, unfortunately. Sorry, we got separated. 18 years later, she passed away with cancer. So 18 years later is today where I am and you are, and I'm scratching my head and I'm saying, you know, what's going to happen this year? Well, I forgot to check myself out, and, you know, God, sometimes if you don't slow down, slows you down a little bit. So I ended up in the hospital, and it was called, oops, maybe I wasn't going to make it, but of course, naturally, I have so many angels protecting me. I did make it. But the end is the end. And if you're not prepared to clean out the house, you have dust balls. The energy is stagnant. So if you're at the last page in the book, I don't expect you to read the book from the start all over again. I want you to go and get a new book. So as fast as things are completing, right now, as we speak, as you're wrapping up one loose end, new beginnings. You should have started something in August. October was your next new opportunity. December is your next one. But next year, you're brand spanking new. It's like me taking you to the car wash. You shine. You're sowing your seeds. The next 12 months from this January to 2014 are the most productive. You are going to grow. There'll be new opportunities. There'll be expansion. There'll be travel. There'll be money. There'll be excitement. But what's important is you must do a good job, because if you only do a mediocre job at the start, you have mediocre results for 9 years. But you do a great job at the start, you guarantee success for the next 9 years of your life. You are going to sow your seeds. Do 150%. So, as I said, sometimes letting go, it doesn't have to mean the relationship has to break. It just means, remember, we're changing the vibration. This is what 2012 is all about, change. Sometimes you have to change your attitude. Sometimes you have to approach things. You have to look in the mirror to see the image. And I want you to look at yourself and make those necessary corrections or cleansing and get yourself ready for the most exciting year. So yes, you may have found that there was ups and downs, there was some unpleasantries, but that's changing because that's what it's all about. Next year is dynamite. It's number one, it's the magician. Make the magic happen.
Beautiful, beautiful. God, I hope I can remember all that.
Look, all you got to do is just come back and listen to the show. It's so simple. And then in between that time to listen again, just go listen to Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror. You just got to make that change. Just make the change. But come back and listen. The show is archived, and you can take notes. And and then, yeah, watch everything else is from.
Thank you.
You're welcome, darling. You're very welcome. Namaskar. Let's go to Joseph. Joseph's birthday is June 10th. Hey, Joseph, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Wonderful. June 10th, right? Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. What's your question, Joseph?
My question is concerning career path. I guess by nature, I am always drawn to the medical field, and I have an opportunity this year to begin to take some classes in case management and substance abuse, the substance abuse arena.
Okay.
But at the same time, I feel pulled to the, I guess you would call it the teaching ministry, because for the last maybe 7 or 8 years, I've been studying metaphysical, esoteric, and things of that nature, especially when it comes to biblical scriptures. And so I'm wondering, all three of these arenas are rolling around in my head, and I'm just like, okay, how can I marry all three of these up? So that's my...
Okay, so let's start off with the day you were born, number 10, which is 1. You are the magician. Now, these are the leaders of the world, the pioneers, the innovators, the creative ones, the ones who really set their mark in life. You're known for what you do. The community knows you. They respect you. This is what you're going to do. Secondly, it's called the secret. Well, what is the secret? It was called the law of attraction. But God said it first, ask and thou shalt receive. So you are the magician. So anything you want, if you ask and you believe in it, you will receive. And that makes you very independent. And that's the day you were born. You are in year number 3 right now. And this will commence on your birthday of next June 2013. And will go for another 12 months. And it's called the blossom. Right now you're a little bud. You're just about to open up. 3 months before your birthday, the leaves, the petals are going to start to open up. You, as you open up, have pollen. Pollen is what attracts the bees. It's the magnetism. You are the magnet. You are the magnet for knowledge. The minimum I expect you to do is learn. Secondly, you will attract money so you can travel. You will attract happiness, love. You are in open blossom mode. Everything you need will be at your fingertips. Your pollen is there. You're going to make things happen. You are going to manifest. Never, ever challenge the universe. People say, he said I'm going to travel. I wish I could. You cannot say I wish. You cannot say I hope. You cannot say it would be nice, because it will never happen. The words are simple. I am, I can, I will. Then the universe looks down and says, you know what? Joseph is very serious. He wants to go on that trip. He wants to get that degree. He wants to learn. And we are going to give him the tools to do it. You're in manifestation mode 3 months before your birthday.
and from your birthday for the next 12 months. You're in open blossom time. Do a good job.
Thank you. Wow.
Yeah.
Enjoy the season because you're about to blow up.
Wow.
You're about to rain down on us.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you, Joseph.
You're
most
Thank
welcome.
You.
But, you know, that's a very good point Joseph just brought up, you know, because this is what I've observed in my work and bringing readers. It's like we know, we're just looking for that confirmation sometimes. We
yeah.
want someone to just help us know because we have the answer. And, you know, if you feel like a reader, a psychic is giving something that doesn't align with you and they're telling you you're going to, they give you all this negative information, let me just put it like that, then you might need to check again. But Joseph just brought up a very good point. He knew it, he's feeling it, he's sensing it, because it's one with the one, but it just always helps to have somebody else to confirm what we know. Because sometimes the world will tell you you're crazy, and you're like, no, I am not. Oh, I'm crazy, and I'm going to stay that way, because I was born this way. Stop it. Okay, let's go to Kathleen before I really lose my mind. Kathleen, how are you doing?
Good, thank you.
Hi, Kathleen.
What's your
Hi.
Hi, what's your date of birth?
May 8th.
Sorry, 8th of what?
No, 5/8.
Oh, 5 of August. A good Leo like myself.
No.
May.
May. Okay, 8 of
May.
5. Okay.
Yeah. He's in Canada.
We do things.
You're in Canada.
We do things
backwards.
Okay.
Gordon, we're doing American numbers, okay? I know you're a numerologist. We're in America right now, even though you're calling from Canada. Okay, go ahead.
What's your question, Kathleen? Kathleen, what's your question?
Where am I at on my path?
In your path. Okay, number 8 is power. Power of the word, power of the imagination, and power of the intuition. You are destined to own your own business. And if you don't own your own business, remember you have the right of free will, the right of choice. At least be an authority in someone else's business. You are what we call the cream of the crop. You're destined for success forever, what's called the infinity symbol. So 8 plus 5 is 13, which is 4, and 5 is 9. Again, another reader like myself who is in year number 9. It's called spring cleaning. So basically, tie up all the loose ends, finish those business deals, close out experiences because there's a brand new opportunity next year. And I can't overemphasize the importance of doing a good job because, unfortunately, as I was maturing through life, I sowed some seeds one year, at year number 1, and unfortunately, I didn't put the fertilizer with it. And what happened was the 9 years were rather miserable, and it actually dragged on for 18 years. But I made sure I learned from my mistakes, and this time when I started the current cycle that I'm in, yes, I made sure there was a lot of fertilizer. And boy, my last 9 years of my life have been astronomical. So I'm at the end of the cycle, just like you, and I have to let go of those things that are no longer necessary. I have to complete things, finalize things. I mean, I said to one young lady, you're going to get your PhD at university. I said, you're going to stop a bad habit. It's called smoking. Unfortunately, the boyfriend is not working out, and neither is your job. So in a year of number 9 where you and I are, we have to let go and let God. We have to have faith. But rest assured, I know that next year when you sow those seeds, you're going to put 150% effort into life because there is opportunity, growth, recognition, advancement, travel, money, excitement, love. Everything you want is at your fingertips. Sow the seeds with love and fertilizer, which is effort.
Thank you.
There you have it.
you on your path.
You're most welcome.
And you're very welcome, Kathleen. Thank you so much. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. My guest is Gordon Sport, calling from Canada. So if you get the numbers backwards, it's okay. Well, backwards. Let me put it a different way, because in England it's the other way too. So anyway.
I just call it backwards.
Let's take another call, 347-426-3346. And Joseph, we want you to hold the line. Yep, you're going to receive a special reading from Gordon. Get a more in-depth reading from Gordon, and the value of the reading is $250. So, Joseph, all that I ask, all that I am, all that you is, no, all that I ask, just keep us updated. Let's know how your life is unfolding. Trust me, Gordon did a reading for me last year. It was spot on. I'm still in my 9 months. 9 years, should I say, and woo-wee, I'm releasing and letting go, and I'm embracing new experience. Let's go to Glenda, July 18th. Let's help Gordon out here, 7-18, July 18th, right? That's right.
Yes. Hi, Glenda.
Hi, Gordon. Hi, Ade. How are you?
Excellent. What's your question?
Well, what can I expect in the year ahead?
Okay, that's easy. First of all, the day you were born, number 9, stands for God. It stands for benevolence. God is divine. You're divine. God's love is unconditional. Color's gold. You've got a heart of gold. You're very generous. You're always helping people. Time, effort, money, knowledge, wisdom. You give the shirt off your back. Sometimes you can be overly generous, and that's called soft touch, easy mark. But benevolence is what it's all about. It's also the word money. It allows you to make money. Money is a diamond word. There's two values to money. Materialism, not very good. Benevolence, dynamite. So, and a lot of them get into the healing industry, the healthcare industry, the healing arts, Reiki masters, and so on. 9 and 7 is 7. 7 plus 5 is 3. You, starting your birthday, will open up like a blossom, just like Joseph. And that means everything you want is at your fingertips. I remember the ad. It was quite simple. I looked at the newspaper. It said, how deep is your loch? That's a Scottish word. And I looked at it and I said, I turned to my wife and I said, you and I and Amanda are going to Scotland. None of the three of us questioned where the money was coming from. Within 5 minutes, I had the money for my flight.
Wow.
Within 5 hours, my wife had the money for her flight and her daughter's flight within 5 hours, because we said, we are going. Now, just remember, look at a flower. It is opening up. That's where you'll be on your birthday. And 3 months before your birthday, the bud starts to open slowly. So you feel this energy 3 months prior. It's excitement. It's happiness. But the absolute minimum I expect you to do is learn. You are a fountain of knowledge. You are going to learn. But when you're more knowledgeable, you normally get paid more, and you become a money magnet, and that's going to allow you to travel. There'll be love. There'll be romance. Mm-hmm. There'll be happiness. There'll be joy. You are the magnet. Be the magnet. And allow it to happen. Do not question where it's coming from. It's coming from the universe. The universe says, make Glenda happy.
Oh, yes.
All right, now.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You're going to be walking down the street and go, God is good. I love my life. What's wrong, spiritual orgasm? The universe is here to make you happy. The universe, God always says yes. We are destined to win. We are destined to achieve our goals. Our only responsibility is to say what? The how is none of your business. It's none of your beeswax. Okay, we're going to do some more readings. But before we do that, I want to ask you this. Actually, I want to invite my listeners to share the show. Share the show with your friends, your lovers, your haters, people who get in your nerves, your boss, your supervisor, your ex-husband, your ex-wife, your dog, your cat. Just share the show. And really, if they're your haters, they're really not. They're just your healing angel, so you don't have to worry about that. Once they listen to this show, oh my God, they might even take you out for lunch. as Gordon just proved to us. You just ask for what you want, and you receive the love. You can post the show. You can share it on social media. You can text it. And even better, just open the window. Listen to LifeConversationsRadio.com.
Who the heck is that?
It doesn't matter. Just listen. Okay, so we appreciate you. But if you choose not to do that, it's all good. So we're going to take some more readings, but before we do that, I want to ask you about number six. Next year, the number is six. What does that mean for us, Gordon?
It means 347-426-3346 is number
six. Okay, say that in English, please.
Your telephone number is number six.
Okay.
The
wow. I didn't even know you were saying the numbers. I'm like, what is he saying?
And the name Celeste is also number six. It's a six. It's a diamond, Celeste. She sparkles because it's a six for her expression and a six for her soul urge. Celeste is a diamond, and diamonds, diamonds sparkle. So next year is number six. Now, this is the mass consciousness of all 7 billion people on the planet. And right now, it is number five, the mass consciousness, which is change. And when you change the word, which is number three, which is the ability to speak, and that's why it's the 21st of December, 3 plus 3 is 6 plus 5 is 2012, which is 11, which is enlightenment, which is change. We then come into year number 6. Number 6 is the planet Venus. It is love. So, yes. Mm. It has been a roller coaster ride for, now remember, this is globally. We all have our own personal vibration, but on a global basis, it's been change. Yes, look at the Middle East. Look at the downfall of all the dictatorships. Yes, it's war. Yes, it's strife, but it's called change. There's been climatic change. There's been all sorts of changes, and it's been hectic. But next year is stability. It's harmony. It is peace. It is tranquility. We'll be meeting our objectives. In year number five, you might see that your financial objectives are not the best because they fluctuate because you're on the roller coaster ride. Number six in Chinese is called the deer. The deer, the animal, is held in high esteem by the Chinese population because it stands for wealth. So my house being number two, which is double, six, which is wealth, and nine for the rest of my life, 269, my house number, says I'm going to have double the wealth for the rest of my life. So where you found that we've been striving for money this year, next year, and remember, this is globally felt by all 7 billion, you're going to see we're going to meet our financial objectives. But the biggest emphasis is Venus and Cupid. And Venus and Cupid, all they can do is think about is love, love. But remember, it's got to be unconditional love. It's got to come from God.
The kind of love that just not just about your sexual chakras, the whole aligning together. When you give the love, when you share without condition.
That's
you unconditionally and you didn't love me back. No, it doesn't matter. If you love unconditionally, it doesn't matter if they love you back or not. Okay, let's go to Rebecca. And if we have the time, Gordon, I want you to briefly, after the reading, to talk about numbers and names, because you have a fascinating take on numbers and names.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Rebecca, and if we can get to that, we'll do it. If not, we'll just have to bring Gordon back. Rebecca, October 30th. Yes. How are you doing, my sister friend?
Breathing. I'm so glad you have Gordon on. I need a little guidance. I'm, with the recent changes again, I want to figure out where I can use my talents to be the most peaceful and, I can bring out the best in other people and have the best life job-wise.
Okay. Date of birth?
October 30th, 1969.
And that was
your
question.
You're a little baby. You're young.
Okay. So there's a 3, there's a 10, there's a 1. I'm just checking something else here. 10, 19, 25. Oh, my goodness. Something told me to check out the day, the month, and year. You did say 1969, right?
Yes, sir.
And it comes out to number 11. And that is the highest form of spirituality. Number 11 is the light. It is Jesus. Some people call it psychic ability. I just call it, you know, knowingness. But the idea is you are an old soul. You are one of the teachers. So basically, you are a very intellectual teacher being born on the October the 30th. Number 3 says the word, so you do possess the word, but possession of the word is only one thing. Wisdom is called light. And when you know what you're going to say before you say it, I call you wise or enlightened, and that's what you are. As the artist, you can take the concept. The concept is merely thinking. Reality is creating the end result, and that's what you can do because you're an artist. So I don't mean paint by brush artist. You just make it happen. Now we have to do the prophecy side. 1 + 3 = 4 + 9. So you will be in year number 9 when it comes to your birthday. You're not at your birthday yet. You're in year number 8. So basically, year number 8 is called success. And you should receive all the rewards this year, right up until your birthday, for everything you did over the last 7 years. Comes back to the old simple story, as you sow, so shall you reap. You did a good job at the start, you can expect good results. So it was quite simple. When I sat in the bank, it was 2002. I was famous. I was on every TV station and radio station coast to coast in Canada. But my bank manager was mad at me because I had no money in the bank account. I says, don't worry. In 2 years from now, I'll sow the seeds a lot better because I forgot to ask God for the money part. I said, make me famous. I forgot to ask for the money. So what happened was in 2004, I sowed the seeds again. And then I said, God, make me more famous and give me some cash. And yeah. He did. He made me more famous. I'm known around the world in 50 countries. And I have money in both my American accounts and my Canadian account. So, guess what? This is your year for success. You should be growing. You should be seeing recognition. You should be seeing advancement in your career. And the amount of cash, of course, depends on the amount of effort you put into life. Now, it's 3 months before your birthday. You're going to start to scratch your head and say, oh, my goodness, it's the end of this story. I'm going to have to close this chapter, this book, and I'm going to have to finish some business deals and get rid of some bad habits. And notice that the branch in the tree outside is dying, so I'm going to have to cut it off. So basically, out goes the old, in comes the new. So be prepared that from this October, for the next 12 months, and when I say this October, that's next year, for the next 12 months, you'll be wrapping up all the loose ends, completing, finalization. And then the 12 months after that will be the exact opposite of the end, the new beginnings, the new opportunity, the new growth. So, but you are number 11. You are the natural old soul teacher, the enlightened one. You're one. It used to be when I did my odds, it used to be 1 in 1,000 readings, but when I went to work with learning strategies over 3 years ago, because of the clientele base, 1 in 3 of the client base were old souls. Of course, it was the change of the decade because I started working with learning strategies in 2010, which was the change of the decade. This is a decade of enlightenment. You're on the team. You're part of that group. You are dynamite.
Oh, there you go. You're dynamite. Let it unfold. As one of my young people just shared on my wall, and what we shared with them at the workshop is stop, drop, and unfold. So get ready to be the master of letting go. It's all good. It's all good. I hear your thoughts, but it's all good. Talk
you.
To you later, darling. Bye bye.
So
we got 2 more listeners. You're welcome. We're going to go to Vander, then Lillian, and then see if we can squeeze in numbers and names. Hey, Vander, all the way from Germany. Life.
Hi, Ade, and hi, Gordon. Nice to be with you today.
Likewise.
Great show. Great show. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, my birthday is June the 28th, 1950, Gordon.
Okay. And what's your question?
I'm just in a transitional phase. I've been in Germany for a lot of years, singing as an artist, and spiritual work and all, and I'm at my transitional phase. And I just wanted to see an idea of when I would be transitioning probably out of Germany back into America. I heard the call. I know the call.
Mm-hmm. You did say 1950?
Yes, I did.
Okay, you got a couple of bad habits. We'll get to them in a minute. You are the magician. You're born on the 28th. It is number one. And as I said, these are true leaders, true pioneers, people who go to the top of their profession. So you are known for what you do. You do, we call you the magician. You do have the unique ability to snap your fingers and make the magic happen. And you're a very, very independent person. Now, the whole day, month, and year thing says that, hey, you know what? I'm also organized and I pay attention to detail and I build my life on a solid foundation. I'm reliable, trustworthy. And I make things happen because the color's green and it's called fertility to all my plans and ideas. But you know what? I got four bad habits. Are you still stubborn?
Not as stubborn as I know. Not as stubborn as I used to be. I'm a very good listener now.
Good.
And I can shift pretty quick now. I've done a lot of inward work in the last, 2.5-3 years.
Excellent. Are you reluctant to change? I don't think so, because that answered that question. You just said you've done a lot of change. Are you disorganized or organized sometimes?
I'm organized in most things.
Good, good, good. That's what I want to hear.
Okay.
Because the grass can't grow if you're standing on top of it. So it looks like you've challenged your bad habits and gotten rid of them. So really, you are going to turn into next year, which is 2013,
mm-hmm.
It's blossom time. It's just number three. You see, right now, 1 in 6 is 7, and 5 is 12 is 3. Oh, sorry, you are in blossom time. You started in June. And you've got all the way through to next June to get your sweet self back to North America. Because this is your happiness time. This is the time where you can attract anything you wish. You are the pollen. You are there. You are open, receptive for anything you wish. And you've got to realize the thought process makes the magic happen. Watch your thoughts. Have them clear. But I know that you know what you want. And when you know what you know you want, you're going to see the success. So this is your happy, happy year. The previous year was one of difficulty where you had to work twice as hard to see the same results, but it started on your birthday in June and is commencing right through where we speak right now and will take you all the way through to next June, and actually it overrides June by 2 more months, so it will take you into July and August. You're coming home, sweetheart.
Thank you so very much.
You're most welcome.
You're very welcome. You're coming home. You're coming home, baby. Come on. Come home. We miss you. Let's go to Lillian. Last call we're going to take. I don't know if we can squeeze in names and numbers, but let's do Lillian. And, hey, Lillian.
Hello.
How are you doing?
Hi, I'm good.
Day and month, Lillian?
6-7.
6-7 is 13-4, and 5 is 9. Another person who is a number 9 year. And as I said, it's just a matter of letting go. When you're at the end, you have to... Now, this goes from your birthday, which you've already... so that was... the month was June, and 7 was the day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, that was from June of this year, 2012, and we'll take you all the way through to June of 2013. Let go, let God. And I just call it spring cleaning. I call it feng shui. Anything that's holding you back, it could be you need to get another degree, another night school course, another seminar under your belt. Just do it. Trim the deadwood. As the old goes out, you're attracting the new. The new will take you from your birthday in 2013 to 2014, and it's dynamite. But first, you can't have the new if you can't get rid of the old. So it's been let go and let God. The old is out, and the new awaits you, new opportunities, new growth, new development, travel, money, excitement, love, and romance from your birthday in 2013 to 2014. You're a very analytical lady, You like to ask questions. You must understand all of life's principles. And it's necessary for you to dig in, research, analyze. You also have spirituality, psychic ability. And you're a little bit of a perfectionist from time to time.
Are you there, Lillian?
I'm here. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Don't
so,
be slurping while you're listening.
Just a second.
Oh. Like you were snapping at tea. Okay, go
I'm
ahead.
I'm listening and I'm writing notes.
Okay.
So completion is completion, and that's where you and I are. And it's been, you know, most of the callers in have been in the year of completion, which is good because we are in for an amazing, you know, next year being the balance. And the four listeners, including myself, who are all in year number one next year, it's going to be great.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
there you
wonderful.
Have it, my dear.
I
thank
see
you,
everything
you,
already
you.
Taking shape, so thank you.
You're most
so
welcome.
It is. And now that's the truth. Everything we want, we desire is already taking shape. We just have to become a vibrational match to it so it can unfold, revolve, or evolve, should I say, and be expressed through it as us. Now, we won't do names and numbers, but that what I will say to you is to find out more information about the name, how your name adds up and what it means in your life, go to the last show, which Les hasn't given me yet. Gordon was here last year, December. I think it's December 12th. I think it is. I don't know the name, but if you just type in Google, do Life Coach, Ask Life Coach at a radio show, Gordon Sports, which is SPOWART, and it will give you the show. You'll find it. It's an easy way to find it. Or just subscribe on iTunes, so it'll be easier. Maybe when Celeste comes back, she'll let me know the date. Gordon, before we let you go, what's going on in your world that you want our listeners to know, how they can contact you, or anything else that you want to share that I haven't asked you?
Well, really, I mean, a quick email. I haven't given the email address. It's numerologist, numerologist, 11, that's number 11, @gmail.com. And if you just email me a little question, I'll get back to you. There are times, of course, when I'm doing a show on the weekend, like this weekend coming up, I'll be out of town for 3 days. I do travel quite a bit, but the idea is please be patient. I will not forget you. And yes, I'm going through some medical issues myself, so I might end up in hospital again for a couple of weeks, but that's okay. I'll still get back to you. And any question you have, just ask. I mean, and ask and thou shalt receive. That's how you do it. numerologist11@gmail.com. And if you do wish to call me in Toronto on my telephone number, it's 416-406-1984.
What a giver you are. Just making yourself available to be of service.
Mm-hmm.
And listeners, the last time Gordon was here was December 12, 2011. Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. The title of that show was Readings with Canada's Top Numerologist, Gordon Sport, SPOWART. So just Google that. You'll find it. You find out if your name has the money energy, or maybe your name is Kathleen, but you shorten it to Kate, and we wonder why money ain't flowing in your life. Gordon, my brother, my friend, I so love you.
I love you too.
I thank you for the work you're doing, and all my listeners, they don't know yet, but I'm activating them now to send you lots of love and healing energy, that everything that's going on in your body is healing itself, your cells, your molecules, your atoms, everything in your body is remembering the truth of who they are, and they're saying, we got this. We know why we're here. So we see the healing happening right now, my brother. Thank you for all you do.
You're most welcome.
Peace and blessings. Gordon Sport, numerologycanada.com. And it's almost time to release the show. What a show. I'm dancing over there. I don't know why. I'm not listening to any music, but I'm just feeling, I'm dancing with the universe. I'm experiencing my abundance. Hey, God is good. No, stop it. Your singing voice is sleeping. You can't just on stage without your singing voice. I know, but I just get so excited. Okay, I think I'll bring on Ricky Byers. We started off with Agape Choir. We're going to go out with Ricky Byers because it's really about love. unconditional love. It is the truth of who you are. And everything that you're going through that is getting on your nerves, that's pissing you off, that is annoying you, it's just a nudge to say you are the light. You are love. Allow. Don't release. Don't release. Don't resist, even. You can release, though. You got to release. But don't resist. Allow. Don't resist. And sometimes, if you want to hold on, go ahead. It might help you to develop some muscles. And after a while, you get so tired, like, I can't do this. And God says, oh, I know. I've been waiting. God doesn't do all of that. God just always says yes. So we are the one that need to be able to create this space for God to express himself, herself, itself, the universe. Whatever name you want to call it, God don't care, so I ain't tripping. I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. Oh, I just, don't you just love Mondays? Mondays, thank God it's Monday. Woohoo! And all the love I've received on my wall, I just love it, I love it. I am an official, I am an official you are. Y-O-U-E-R, that's it. You are. thank you, Josie. I appreciate you. And all the others that are listening that I can't see, those of you in the chat room, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio. Ancient Soul, hope you'll be back. Silent listeners, Capiz, Vanda, Vicky Lady, all the others I missed, those of you on the phone line, Tanya, Glowing Gooch, my sister, thank you. Those of you who called in for readings, thank you. Those of you who listen to the archive right now, because when you listen to it, it will be right now. But I want to remind all of you right now to be love. It is the essence of who you are, you know. So just be love. How do you be love? Just be it. Just don't do it. Just be it. And be true to yourself. Why? Because you deserve it. Why not be true to yourself? And just as important, this is so important, sometimes we don't always know how to do this. Allow yourself to be loved. Be loved. When someone wants to love you, take it out for dinner, give you a gift, just say yes. And even if you don't know what to do with it, give it to somebody else, but say yes. And trust love. You are here to give love. You are here to be love. It's time to release this show. Thank you. I am so grateful. Join us tomorrow. Charles Holt, the Intuitive Rebel, is going to be joining us. That's the title of his book. Supporting you, reconnecting you to the inner voice. When you listen to the inner voice, you will never go wrong. It's okay to have a GPS, but it's more important to connect with your IGS, Internal Guidance System. Ricky Byers Beckwith, Trust Love, Ricky's website, We Let It Be. Be gone, Life Coach Ade. I'm out.
Trust love. Trust God. We are
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting in the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.